Diane, I know that you're listening to the radio, and I know you're listening to me tonight. I know that you got angry the other night, and I hope that you'd see your way clear to recognize that you made a mistake. But I know even though you made a mistake, I'll take the blame for what happened. If you just come back to me, and I promise you that I'll... It was something that I wanted to surprise you with, but I'll let you know right now that I've considered it, and I think it's a good idea that you and I get married. And when you come back, I'll marry you. Please come back. And I'm sorry that your family's upset with me, too. You know that I respect your parents very much, and I want your father to stay my friend, because I've had good times with your dad. You know, he and I have golfed together at Palos Verdes, and I would like to continue that relationship. Your father was good enough to get me and my friends in the tea time down at Palos Verdes Country Club, and I don't want to lose you. I know that your dad's angry. What I would like most of all is for you to please forgive me. Your father called to say that he was going to cancel the tea time that we have tomorrow. And it's going to be my birthday, my 28th birthday. And I wanted to know if you'd call him and make sure that he doesn't cancel the tea time, because we were going to have a birthday. And then I was going to take you out also after my friends and I got done golfing. So please, please forgive me. Please call your father and tell him to please keep the tea time at Palos Verdes Country Club and not to cancel it. And also, I'll take you out too when I'm done with my friends. And then I will ask you to marry me too. And I know that the argument we had was your fault.
Can I interrupt you for a minute, Chris?
Yeah.
You say the argument that you had was her fault. Can I ask you what the argument was about?
She came in, and I was there with a schoolmate of mine who's... I'm working on a paper with her.
Okay, so another woman, is that it?
No, but it's not. It was not the way that you think.
You weren't having sex with her?
No. She came... My girlfriend Diane came in the department, and there I was doing some... I was doing a term paper that I've been working on with her.
You're working on a term paper with this other classmate?
It's a project that we're working on together. And we've been working some 10, 12-hour days and long stretches. And sometimes she'll sleep over at my place. Sometimes I'll sleep over at her place. And
are you having sex with the woman?
No. No, I'm not.
So you got a girl from school was in your apartment working on a term paper when your girlfriend came in.
That's all that was going on, and she was getting ready to go to sleep.
So this girl that was getting ready to go to sleep, she's sleeping in your bed?
No, she's sleeping on the bed. I'm sleeping on the floor or on a couch in the living room because we're working really hard on the paper. I just wanted her to understand and to know that I love her very much, and I do. And I wish that she'd come back to me.
Right. I want you to try to pull it together here, Chris. I know that you love your girlfriend very much. She saw you with another woman. You have to understand.
But I wouldn't do anything with her.
I know you weren't doing anything with her. But she did see you with another woman. The woman had her clothes on, did she?
She was, yes. She was getting ready for bed. She had on pajamas. If she stayed over at my place because we were working on a paper.
All right. No, I understand. You had a schoolmate spending the night at your house because you're working on a paper together. Your girlfriend walked in and saw this. And the girl was not naked. She had on pajamas or something?
She had on pajamas, yeah. So, Diane, it was really her misunderstanding. And then she told me she didn't want to see me again. I don't understand why she won't return my phone calls. But I have a call. I have a tea time tomorrow at 7:40 with my friends. And tomorrow's my 28th birthday. And her father had set this up for me and my friends. And when my girlfriend seen what happened, she called her father and told him that she broke up with me, and he canceled our golf date. And I was going to have it was my 28th birthday. And I just wanted her to come back to me.
Well, what you want your girlfriend back, you want your tea time back, right?
because it's my 28th birthday.
And you're having a party?
Yeah, that's all. If she's out there listening, please call your father and have him put the tea time back, because I've got friends coming in from San Francisco. And I apologize. And now you got to apologize too, baby. Let's put this behind us.
So you want her to apologize?
Yeah, I want to put it behind us. I want her to apologize, me, and I'll apologize. But I need her to apologize to me. And I need her for her father to come.
Diane, if you're out there listening, would you call, please? And if Diane's father is out there listening, would you call?
Because that is not the point. The point is that she came to my home unannounced, and I think that she was suspicious.
Keep it together, man. Take a deep breath.
And, I mean, it just pisses me off, you know. If she showed up like she's snooping around or something, and I'm getting really pissed off.
What are you pissed off about? You're the guy that was screwing a girl.
Because she wasn't supposed to be coming around my house, and she wasn't supposed to be talking, you know. She came to my, why was she coming to my home? Why did she tell her dad not to, why did she have to tell her dad? And why did she tell her friends and tell her family? Because she says that I was cheating on her. And
were you having sex with somebody else?
Hey, you know something? She screwed me up here because I had
You're going to have to hold it together here, man. Were you having sex with another woman?
That's got nothing to do with it.
Yeah, it does have something to do with it. If she found you having sex with another chick...
I lost my tea. I had friends coming into town from out of state. We had a tea time at Palos Verdes Country Club, which I don't know if you golf, but that is very, very exciting.
I don't give a crap about your tea time, okay, man? You're talking about...
You ought to get... That's a very... You can't get them. They're over $200. The friend I had over... God... Man, I'll tell you, I'm so pissed off now. And Diane, if you're out there, you know that I deserve an apology from you. God damn you. And I also said,
you're gonna have to watch your language here too.
I told her that I'd apologize to her and I told her that I would marry her.
So? You told her to marry her. You told her that you were gonna be faithful to her.
I told her that I would marry her.
So what has that got to do with anything, man? You apparently she's your girlfriend.
I would do anything to get. I've got friends coming in from out of town.
I know all about your tea time, okay? You're cheating on your girlfriend. There's a lot of people out there that agree with me too. I got people on the line here who agree with me that you are way out of line.
All I'm saying is I'm pissed off at that bitch because what she did.
And I would ask you to watch your language, okay?
What she did is she went to her father, told him a pack of lies. She used the key I gave her.
You gave her a key to your apartment?
But she entered unannounced.
And caught you screwing another girl?
She should have at least called or knocked or something. She just walked right in.
You gave her a key?
I want her to apologize. I mean, I asked to see if I could get her back.
All right, well, you're going to have to talk to a couple of people here because I'm, frankly, a little confused. We got Santa Barbara on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm talking about my girlfriend.
I know you are, but this is a caller from Santa Barbara. Yes, go ahead.
I don't think the girlfriend should take him back at all, and I think he has a lot of audacity to expect her to apologize to him.
She came into my apartment.
Yeah, but you gave her a key to your apartment.
Why doesn't she knock? Why doesn't she knock? And her father...
Well, if you wouldn't have given her the...
Her father invited me to play golf, and now we don't have the tea time tomorrow morning.
Well, he shouldn't give you the tea time. You're cheating on his daughter. Why should he do that for you? And you want her to apologize to you?
She should apologize for me.
For what?
Because she didn't knock on the door. Why is she showing up during her lunch break? Why doesn't she just go have lunch? Why is she coming over?
If you hadn't given her the key, she would have had to knock on the door.
All I'm saying is that she walked into my bedroom, and she should knock on my bedroom door.
Well, what has she got to knock on your bedroom door for? If she's in your apartment, because you might be nude?
If you guys are together and she has the key to your apartment, she shouldn't have to knock to come in the bedroom door.
I'll say this much right now. If she's out there and she's listening, if you call and you apologize to me, Diane, then I might take you back because I'm so pissed off now.
Oh, I hope she doesn't call and apologize.
She should apologize to me. I had every right to be in my apartment.
You were having sex with another woman. Let me see if I get this straight, because I might be nuts here. You were having sex with another woman in your apartment, and you want your girlfriend to call in and apologize to you for coming in unannounced.
What a joke.
I told her that I would marry her. I told her that.
Who would want to marry somebody like you?
Because that's what every woman wants, is to be married. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, everyone wants to be married to someone who's going to cheat on them.
Her dad said if we got married that her father was going to set us up in a house.
Phil, I think this guy's intoxicated.
Her father should honor his gift of golf.
Well, all right, thanks for your call. Her father should honor his gift of golf to you, and he was going to set you up in a house.
Because that was what was promised, and now everybody's pulling back on their promises. I think that she should owe me. Her family has a lot of money, and I spent 1 year setting this up. She walked in on me, even though she had a key to my home. Her father had given me a car to drive, which is a beautiful 92 Corvette, and he wants me to give this back, okay? And like I said, I've got a birthday party.
Now, I know you have a birthday party with friends tomorrow, tea times at Palos Verdes Country Club and everything.
Look, the thing that's most infuriating about this is I've put up with an awful lot from her. I'll be willing to marry out of my faith for her because I'm a Christian and she's a Jew and she keeps, if you're familiar with what a kosher is.
Am I familiar with kosher? Yes.
She keeps a kosher kitchen, which is something that I put up with, and I've been willing to do all of that. And I told her that I'd marry her. And I think she needs to think about that.
Right. Well, like I said, we got people calling in and give you some ideas, but
I don't need it. What I want her to do is apologize to me.
I don't think it's going to happen. She said that she wouldn't. Newport Beach on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hi.
Well, I mean, she's not going to apologize to me. I don't know what to.
I was
yes,
just
Newport
wondering,
Beach.
How can you be so transparent?
Her?
It's so no, you. It's so obvious. All you care about is the money. You brought
no,
up your tea time
no,
about
no,
six times.
No.
Yes, you brought up the tea time and then the Corvette.
It was my birthday tomorrow, and I was going to take her out.
You never brought up her feelings one time.
I was going to take her out. Yes, I did. I'm taking her out tomorrow.
After your friends.
On my birthday.
After yourself.
I spent a whole
year. All you're talking about is yourself. You're not talking about her.
Because
you hurt her feelings.
I have feelings, too. I told her I'd take her.
Yeah, you have feelings for her money and her and your Corvette, and especially your tea time.
I told her that I would take her to a matinee tomorrow afternoon.
After you finish golfing.
But her father canceled the tea time.
Right. And guess what? You're not going.
What?
He'll never take you back. You have just made a total fool of yourself.
I said to her that I would marry her. Hello?
I don't think she wants to.
Every woman wants to get married. And
yeah,
you know,
but there's plenty of other guys out there. Guys that will love
you know,
her
you know,
and not
you know,
her money.
You know what she said to me? The last
what?
Time we went to the movies, she forgot her student ID that I had to pay full price when we went to the movies. And I was happy to do that. And I didn't
well, that
say
is a big,
that
probably saved you, that's $2.
I didn't say anything about it. And I would have saved $350.
Well, you're a big spender.
Well, I didn't say anything about it to her. And the last time when we had been out to dinner, and I had taken her to Olive Garden, I didn't hear her say thank you.
Well,
I hate to break the news to you, but taking somebody to Olive Garden, while it's a fine restaurant, you know.
What?
It's not exactly a special night.
Oh, is that right?
No.
Where do you go to dinner?
Olive Garden?
Well, that's an Italian Denny's, if I'm allowed to say that.
Oh, well, excuse me, I don't think you know what you're talking about.
Yes,
but anyway,
I do. I go out to eat all the time.
You think going and taking a woman to Olive Garden is really great?
She ordered that baked lasagna and I didn't say anything. Forget it.
Well,
dude, taking a woman to Olive Garden ain't exactly big spending. It's a good restaurant, but so she got the, baked lasagna. Get out of here, the baked lasagna. We're talking about
this is a woman who I said that I would marry. And why every woman wants to get married, and I said that I would marry her. Now, I spent a year waiting and biding my time because I knew that her father, I knew her family. Her father was going to make me warehouse manager, and we were going to have a good life together. I mean, we were
exactly, which is
together.
All you care about.
And I spent
you and your life.
And then now you don't understand. And if you're not in love, you're not in love. You don't know how I feel.
How can you be in love if you were having sex with someone else.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about how, why she come into my room.
I know, but I'm talking about how can you have sex with someone else if you're in love with her. And even if you're not, if you just want the money, you should be smart enough to just have sex with her and then get the money and not advertise it on the radio.
Totally irrelevant.
How's that irrelevant?
It's totally irrelevant. Because her walking in on me.
I don't see how it's irrelevant, okay? Here is West L.A. on KFIM 640. Hello?
Yes. I want to just say you are a big loser. Loser!
You know something? You're a loser. Taking this girl out.
So what? You haven't done her any favors.
I went out. Okay, first of all.
What have you done for her? You've made her life miserable.
No, I did not. This is coming from a woman who hasn't, you know.
That hasn't what?
You haven't.
Sounds to me like she's got a lot more going on than you do, mister.
Sounds to me like you haven't used a word with more than two syllables in it.
Well, what has that got to do with it, okay?
I'm saying that this is a woman that I love very much, and I want to marry her.
Marriage is not everything.
Yeah, well, there will be for every woman who wants to be married.
No, not every woman wants to be married to a loser.
I'll give her what she wants, kids. I'll give her what all women want, kids. How about that?
No, that's not good enough. There is more to life than that in a marriage.
Every broad wants kids.
You need to grow up.
Look at what? I'm a Christian man, and
I'm a Christian woman, and I know.
I married a Jew, okay?
So what? So what? She's a Jew.
So I'm saying that I'm putting up with it.
You're not putting up
what?
With anything.
What
about the fact, putting up with you.
What about the fact I have to give back the Corvette?
Oh, big deal.
What about that?
Oh, listen, let me get my violin out.
So what
you are such a loser.
So what are you saying?
What am I saying? I'm saying that you aren't worth her.
I'm saying that I got no wheels. I got no tea time tomorrow
morning. Why don't you get yourself a job?
I got no tea time tomorrow morning.
Listen, don't cry on my shoulder.
If you're not athletic, then you don't understand what
Well, I am very athletic.
You know what a tea time at Palos Verdes.
Yes, I live at Palos Verdes, and I know.
I'm going to miss out on the cigar party her dad was going to throw because it was going to be for my birthday.
Oh, well, let me say this. Her father doesn't want to have anything to do with you either, because you're a big loser. And
when I talked to Diane, Diane called during the news, and she said she found you having sex with another woman.
That's something that you know, she believes in white picket fences. That's the thing about this. You know, maybe if my girlfriend were willing to put out for me, I wouldn't have to. I mean, what I'm talking about.
What are you saying, sex?
Yeah, I'm saying sex.
Maybe you should put out for her.
I want a year without sex. Okay, just to set this up with her. All right, she believes in white picket fences. I don't.
Well, what does that mean? Being faithful to a woman is being very, I mean,
she wanted to wait until we got married.
There's nothing wrong with that.
All right, 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County, 521-KFI in LA County, Riverside on KFI AM640. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to call in. I've been listening to this guy talk
about. That's all I'm talking about.
Hello.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Yes, I've been listening to this guy talk on the phone about the breakup with his girlfriend, Diane. And first of all, he's so egocentric. You know, he's so self-centered.
Yeah, everything I'm talking about her feelings. I said I would marry her.
No, but you're not doing her a favor. You seem as if you're doing her a favor. You're not doing her a favor.
When you marry a woman, you're doing her a favor.
No.
Yes, you are. That's what every woman dreams about.
I've heard you say so many times, every woman wants to get married.
Let me ask you something. What do you mean by that?
What I mean is, if you know anything about women...
Every woman is not that desperate.
Every woman dreams about getting married and having a kid.
But we're not going to compromise ourselves just to say we're married and marry a loser.
Every woman... Oh, there's that word again.
You're fooling yourself. You know what?
I got a Corvette from her father that I gave back, which I said I would. I had tea times tomorrow morning. I was going to be warehouse manager at 5 different stores.
I've heard you say this numerous times.
She cooks kosher, and I'm a Christian, and I'm willing to have kosher food and everything. If only I could have her love.
Big deal. Is this the only sacrifice you're making for her?
I want her love again, and I would love her good and sweet.
I don't think you've ever loved her. You know that?
I did. I love her.
If you really love this woman, there is no way you're going to allow her to come to your apartment and you land up in there with another woman.
I want that broad to apologize.
That broad. Listen to how you refer to her. You don't refer to a woman that you love as that broad.
Why is she coming into my apartment while I'm doing the bump ugly? Because she had a key. Doesn't mean she coming.
What do you mean the bump ugly?
You gave her that right. When you gave her a key to your apartment, you gave her that right to turn in and use it at liberty.
Wait a second. I told her she can come into my apartment, but I told her she had to earn the right to come into my bed. Okay?
And to come into your bed?
Yes, she had to earn the right.
To come into your bed?
Yes. And here she is assuming that she can get into my bed.
You know what?
Wait. I thought you said she wasn't putting out.
I wanted her to put out, but she has to earn the right to have my sweet loving.
You know, you really...
No,
I think you need to speak some psychiatric counseling.
No.
I really do.
You don't understand.
I do understand.
No, I said she can come into my apartment, which is what I'm saying. But to come into my bed, where I am and where my sweet stuff is, she's got to show a little more than what she's been doing. That's why I said that if her father could get the tea times tomorrow at Palos Verdes Country Club, I'd give her a break and maybe put it to her tomorrow night or something like that.
You know what? It's quite obvious that you don't love her.
You sound like the most narcissistic jackass I've ever heard in my life.
Why?
So, in other words, if her father gave you tea times at Palos Verdes Country Club, then you'd give it to her good and sweet tomorrow night.
That's right.
Yeah. You know what? If Diane has any sense at all, she wouldn't even...
Are you married? Are you married?
Am I married?
Yeah.
Yes, I am married.
Yeah. Then see, it proves that that's what women want.
That doesn't prove anything.
Women wants to be married.
That does not prove anything.
That does too.
All right. Thank you. All women want to get married, huh?
That's the number one... Let me tell you about women, Mr. Henry. That's the number one overriding goal of every adult pubescent female in America is to get their hooks into a man and tie them down and be married so they've got a man they can go around and say, look, see, there's the man that I got. And I was willing to give her a break and do that. But all the stuff that her father said he'd do, he's not going to do now. And that's the thing that I'm saying.
No Corvette and no tea time at Palos Verdes.
I'm talking about setting up our future, yeah.
Tea times and Corvettes. Okay, that sounds like a good future to me.
Okay, yeah, Corvette, Chris. Let me tell you something, pal. You're just a social climber who uses women to gain access to the lifestyle that you dream about because you're nothing on your own, pal.
I think every
woman in Los Angeles right now who's listening to this can totally agree with me. We've all ran across your type before,
you
pal.
A Cuban Cohiba cigar. Have you ever had a Cuban Cohiba cigar?
Because I'll tell you what I'd like to do with the Cuban cigar, pal.
Hey,
let me tell you something. You know what? It's men like you who put my girlfriends and I in constant trauma.
I'd let her have a kid, and I told her that.
Oh, you'd let her have a kid. You know what? You say you were a Christian. You think you're a Christian just because you married a Jew?
Yeah.
Well, excuse me. Who are you? Herman Hesse? What the hell's going on with that?
Hold on for a minute. Diane just called Jonah and said that the woman was tied up.
What
is this?
First of all,
let me ask you something. Diane just called Jonah and said the woman was tied up in handcuffs and gagged.
That's got nothing to do with what we're talking about.
That has nothing to do with anything.
Okay.
You know what, pal?
You had a woman tied up?
You're an insult to the human race.
We gotta get a freaking cop down to your house.
To continue to womanize like you do.
I'll tell you right now, that Diane, if you're out there, you better call me.
Diane, if you're out there, don't talk him. You get yourself to a codependent meeting, and you sit yourself down with some women who understand what you're going through and that can help you through this.
I love her, sweet. Good. Hold on for a minute.
What?
Hold on. I think that's right. I got a call waiting. Hold on.
This guy is ludicrous. I've never heard anything like this before in my whole entire life.
What are you on hold for?
What?
No, that wasn't her. That's something else. All I'm saying is I'm going to give her a break. For a Jew to marry.
Yeah, I'd like to give you a break in about 56 different places, pal. How dare you get up here and try to justify your cheating with saying, I have to work it out because he gave me a Corvette. He's giving me a position in his company.
Women have been asking men for their money for years. What's wrong with a man asking a woman for some money for years?
Women have been asking men for money for years. Let me tell you, there's nothing mutual about what's going on in your life, pal. Women have been asking men for money for years. What's wrong with me asking for money? Okay, moocher, get your feet off the couch and get yourself a real life, all right, moocher? It goes both ways, pal. And you're the epitome of America.
Women spent 10,000 years mooching off of men until they finally got what you call
it. I think you've got it the other way around.
No.
Men do think they can go out and do whatever they want to do, cheat on the women whenever they want to.
Until the women's liberation movement come along, the women, all they did was mooch, 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 mooch. You know, they want to like that Barbara Billy.
Yeah, but you sure were applauding them when they took off their bras and burned them, didn't you?
Now it's my turn. That's what I'm saying. My turn.
Your turn.
Your turn for what?
Your turn for what?
To to have it.
You know what? You say you're a Christian. You say you're a Christian and you're out there like not supporting yourself. I bet your idea of supporting yourself is collecting the welfare check, pal.
Country Club and a T-shirt.
Yeah, mooching off the dad.
Because he told me I could have the Corvette, and I'm going to do it.
You gain your status by driving a certain car.
Oh man, hold on for a minute.
If you truly have Jesus Christ in your life, materialistic things don't mean a darn thing to you.
Is San Bernardino there?
Yeah.
Go ahead, sir.
Listen, I've been listening to you for about 20 minutes or so. I'm 69 years old.
Yeah,
I've been
around the world.
44 years.
Around the world.
I got 6 children, 4 of my girls.
I'm 69.
If any one of my girls ever even talked to somebody like you, I'd either kick the hell out of you or hire a son.
Well, you got a lot of
kids. You are absolutely worthless.
Pretty horny bastard to have all them kids.
I can't believe it. I hope that this is just... Hope it gets a programming trick.
Okay,
I can't believe somebody can be real.
I can't believe you get somebody like this airtime.
Yeah, why didn't you marry someone?